Regardless of who we are, each and every one of us has things that are important to us. Objects, ideas, groups, persons in which we place value, significance. They are important to us. And these important things or people in our lives influence the way we go about our lives. Consider how we are attracted to some things rather than others, that we make sacrifices for this rather than that. To simplify things, maybe oversimplify things, we can say that we are attracted to the things that remind us of what is important. We are attracted to the things that are connected to what is important to us. And these things are important for a variety of reasons. Perhaps they are simply something that gives us pleasure, something that is fun and delightful. Maybe this is something that gives us a sense of belonging or identity, well-being. Maybe this is a person whom we have consciously and sacrificially chosen to love or be loyal to. These are important, and these affect our lives. For instance, we can think of a child, a little one, who delights in a certain TV show or movie and is drawn to toys or merchandise or songs associated with that movie or TV show. I think of my little niece, who's about 2 years old, and I think she goes to bed every night in a sea of stuffed animals, from Peppa Pig and Baby Shark and all manner of Disney films. She's immersed in her favorite things. But as we grow up, our interests expand. We may find ourselves the fans of a team, a sports team. And so we find ourselves being drawn to the colors or the merchandise and the gear of that team. And for those of us, all of us really are called to give ourselves away in love, in friendship, and some people in the special friendship of spouses. And we can think that when spouses or friends may be apart from each other, they may cherish or hold on to a memento of their friend, a photo, an item from a shared adventure. With this idea of what is important in our lives and how we are drawn to things that remind us of what these important things are, perhaps we can look at a very familiar line with fresh eyes. This line comes from our first reading today, and Jesus echoes it or refers to it in the Gospel. The Lord says to Moses to say this to the children of Israel, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We may know this as a kind of moral dictate, as a demand, a standard that is placed upon us. Okay, we are to follow God's example. We are to be like Him. Okay. But look at these key two words, your God. Be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. In those simple words, it implies a sense of connectedness, relationship, nearness, importance. God is more than just some distant, aloof deity, entity that we somehow have to strive towards that has no bearing in our life. Rather, the Lord is our God. He has come to us. All through the Old Testament, we see how the Lord has a chosen people. So in a sense that they are His people, but also He has given Himself to them so that He is their God. And in the person of Jesus Christ, God has come in the flesh to dwell among us and to manifest Himself with no room for doubt that He is our God. And when we say that He is our God, when we say that He is divine, we are saying that He is worthy of worship, at least intellectually. And by our very presence at this Holy Mass this morning, we are saying that we profess that You are important, and not only important, but the most important. And so if we consider that, God in this statement is inviting us, draw near to something that is of Me. Draw near to something that reminds you of Me. holiness. The child clings to her stuffed animals to remind herself of her TV show. We wave our flags for our sports teams to remind us of our teams. We look at the picture of our spouse on our desk or in our spaces to remind us of the one we love. But to be holy is more than just a static thing. It is an activity. God says, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Jesus Christ says, be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. These are activities of God. And we are able to enter into an activity that brings us into connection with the one who is most important, the one who is the ground of our life, the one who is the source of our happiness and being. And so we can think that we engage in activities to remind us or draw near to what is important. The child plays with her toys. The sports fan tunes in to watch the game. Spouses who may be apart from each other for business or deployment or what have you may intentionally seek out an activity associated with that person. To step into a place to drink a glass of wine because you know that they like to do that together. To find a quiet spot on a beach and to watch the waves lapping on the shore as a reminder of a common activity with one's spouse or friend. Likewise, it is for us and God. God invites us into relationship with Him because He is our God. He is our Father, and He wants to do things with us. He wants us to do things with Him. He wants us to be holy, to be perfect. And these things truly are accessible to us because God, and especially in the person of Jesus Christ, shows us the way. And so to be holy and to be perfect is to be loving and to be full or complete. We love as God loves without counting the cost, following the example of God who is good, who is kind and merciful, not treating people differently based on their sins or their failings, but loving equally. We are to be full in the way in which we manifest this love. And in that, we live out love and fullness, perfection. This is an invitation from God to become who He has made us to be men and women created out of love, to receive God's love, to give it back to Him, to share that love with our fellow brothers and sisters, our neighbors, and even our enemies, and to receive that love in return. That is an activity in which we are invited to share with God. And we know also that for those things that are important to us, reminders and shared activities ultimately pale in comparison to the reality. It is one thing for a child to play with her toys. It is another for her to meet the characters in real life at a theme park, for instance, or on the set of a stage. It is one thing for a sports fan to tune into the game. It is another to go to courtside and watch in person and meet the team afterwards. It is one thing for spouses or friends to think of common activities while they're apart. It is another to be in their presence, really. And for us, as we come to this Holy Mass, we know that our Lord not only invites us to do things with Him, but to be with Him in reality. We have listened to the real Word of God in the Scriptures. In a few moments, we will witness this beautiful miracle in which the reality of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ comes to our midst, and He wishes to be with us. And so as we are nourished by these real things of God, let us be strengthened to respond to His invitation to be holy and perfect like God, our Heavenly Father.